Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I got nothing, David. We're just going to have to do, I got nothing. We're going to, although, I mean, I have a lot in the show, so I guess I can use this time to promote that. Eric Redlinger, the owner of Mini Leaf, will be joining me to talk to us about what, was just in the news about how his business could instantly vanish today if that loophole gets closed in the budget bill that the House is supposed to vote on today. Also, the person who delivered three of my three children, my own personal OBGYN, Dr. Elizabeth Elfstrand, is going to be joining me at 11:05, not to relive the birth stories, but to talk about the removal of the black box warning on hormone replacement therapy products for menopause. Yep, we're talking about it, ladies. Make sure you tune in.
Can I ask her what your pain tolerance is? She seems like somebody who would know that.
It's very low. Oh, there were epidurals administered before she ever even saw me. And I called her from the road. I was like, order it now. I'm heading in. That's not for me.
Actors Matthew McConaughey and Michael Caine have teamed up with an AI company called the Levin Labs to produce virtual replications mm-hmm. of their famous voices. While some in Hollywood are shying away from AI, these two are jumping in, investing in AI. McConaughey said in a statement, "To everyone building with voice technology, keep going. You're helping create a future where you can look up from your screens and connect through something as timeless as humanity itself, our voices." Jordana, what's your reaction to this? I mean, I don't think it's surprising, but at least these two actors are kind of diving into AI and trying to profit on their voices.
I'm a big fan. You know what? AI is going to steal their voice anyway and use it. So why not be part of the movement? Get on board. Be an early adapter. I think this is, at some point, our voices are, yes, you're going to be used everywhere. We're not going to be able to control it. We're not going to be able to get paid for it. We certainly can't count on our elected leaders to regulate this. They barely know what Facebook is. So if they find a way to profit from, regulating their voice, all the power to them. I say get on board.
Levi's will sell its new line of $300 jeans in more stores next year as it looks to boost growth by tapping into strong demand for premium denim. Now, those are $300 premium denim jeans.
Ridiculous.
You can also buy Levi's. I looked this up at Walmart, starting at $25, less if they're on sale. Mm-hmm. Jordana, what's your, you're a self-proclaimed fashionista. What's your target price for a nice pair of new blue jeans.
Well, new, because you can get Levi's at a consignment shop or a vintage shop.
Yes.
You can get actual Levi's. Or come to my closet. I have Levi's from before you were born.
Yes. Okay, like, but we're talking about new, though, off the shelf.
Okay,
brand
you just
new.
Said you can get them at Target. For what, 20 bucks?
Yeah,
25 bucks?
Yeah. Yeah, I said Walmart, but
Walmart?
Maybe Target, too.
Yeah.
Are those the ones you're going for? Just the bottom of the rack, give me the $20 jeans?
Yeah, I mean, if that's what the kids are looking for, if they want Levi's, if Levi's is their cool brand, because, you know, everything old is new again, absolutely. Why wouldn't you get them at Walmart? Why would you choose to spend more money? I mean, if it's a different style that they want, if it's a different cut that they don't necessarily have. You know, sometimes when you go to cheap stores like Walmart, they don't have the way it's cut or the trendy ones.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure that's what these premium luxury ones are. They're, you know, stitched a little better, the material's a little more quality, whatever. I'm still not paying $300, but wouldn't you think that jean is going to last longer and hold up better?
I would hope so. And look, I believe in investing in quality clothing items. If this is just a trend and the kids want them, go to Walmart. But, yeah, if you're a collector or if you want a quality pair of jeans, I mean, $300 is a little steep even for me. That's a lot. Look, over 50, a good pair of jeans is your best friend for a woman. But I'm not paying that. No. I usually try not to pay over 100 bucks for a pair of jeans.
All right.
Yeah, but they're expensive. And good quality clothes, in my opinion, are worth paying for.
Retired NFL quarterback Tom Brady will be on hand this weekend as his trading cards and sports memorabilia store makes its grand opening right here in Minnesota at the Mall of America. It's called Card Vault by Tom Brady. It opens Sunday in Bloomington at the Mega Mall. Event starts at 5 p.m. in the Huntington Bank Rotunda. Does this surprise you, Jordana? I mean, it's not surprising that Tom Brady is involved in an opening of something. He's a great, well-known person and is involved in a lot of different ventures. But a trading cards and sports memorabilia store, does it surprise you that a store like that is still, at least in this case, successful?
Oh, not at all. It's still a big... We just talked about this. You must have been on vacation about having a hobby. Oh, no, not at all. I don't think that will ever necessarily go out of being a hobby. Trading cards and collectibles, anything that's collectible, I think will stand the test of time because you'll have vintage. You'll always have new because they're always making new. But the vintage ones become more, what's the word I'm looking for? Like something you want more.
Yeah. Desirable.
Desirable. Thank you. Sorry. Oof. Desirable. And getting over that hump today, right? Become more desirable. And also things like trading cards is a hobby that gets passed down from generation to generation. I love seeing this with my ex-husband and my son, my daughter's boyfriend and her and his father travel all over the country to these trading card shows. And this is a 22-year-old young man. You know, it's a way to bond with his father, and he's really into it. So I think trading cards will last a long time. And it's also the perfect thing for Tom Brady to be involved in. You know, with your sports background, that's who I would hope he would get involved in some that kind of business instead of sports gambling.
Finally, here on Quick Takes, today is the last day the U.S. Treasury will mint pennies. The last penny will be minted in Philadelphia today, and stores across the country are already reacting. Some we've seen stores, of course, go to a cashless situation. Mm-hmm. Others are rounding to the nearest nickel or dime. Some are even requesting people use exact change if they're going to pay in cash for their purchases. Jordana, if I had a retail store, I've got a coffee shop or a vintage store or whatever, and I said, Jordana, how should I navigate this? Nobody's got pennies anymore. What would be your advice to me? Like, how should we move forward as a society without the penny in a world that some people still prefer to use cash?
Yeah, you got to round up. We still have nickels, right? Or
yes, for now.
You know, we still have nickels. Round up. I mean, people using cash is becoming less and less, so you might just have to suffer, but round up. That's it. Just round up and try to use your card or your Apple Pay. I know that's hard for some people. I'm new to Apple Pay, too, friends. At 53, I'm using it now, but you got to learn new stuff, and if you know, it costs 4 cents to make a penny, which is basically, when I heard that in the news this morning, it reminded me that that's pretty much how our government functions. They're so stupid that we have been producing pennies for 4 cents each. Like, why didn't we stop when it start, when it started becoming more expensive to produce than the actual product needed to be eliminated then? And we're dumb. So just round up, friends, and goodbye to the penny. That's all I got to say. Speaking of money, actually, does $2,000 make the tariffs a little softer in your mind? If you got a check for $2,000, would you say like, oh, okay, maybe the tariff strategy is not as bad as I think it is? That is what President Trump is proposing. I want to know how you feel about it next on CCO. I'm a believer and always have been. Yeah, that's Justin Bieber. Ed Freeman. Ed is a friend of mine. He sent me a private text. He said, Jor, I think the $2,000 tariff dividend is stupid. No need for the tariffs in the first place. By the way, Ed is a businessman. Just one idea trying to cover up another to make Trump look good. Thank you, Ed. I value your opinion, and I am glad you texted me. I appreciate that. And what we're talking about is the idea that Trump is floating for a tariff rebate. That's what it was. Trump is floating. President Trump is floating a $2,000 tariff rebate. And it's a dividend that every person would get, not including high income people, he says. High income people would not, but doesn't say what the income level is. And it would be paid to, I guess, many of us because he wants to sort of ease the pain of tariffs. Our grocery prices are higher. Our building supplies are higher. Things that you buy every day are higher. And that's, and Trump wants to give us a rebate, or he's floating the idea of a rebate that we would each get a check for $2,000. All right. CNN did some math on this, and CNN said $220 billion. You know, guys, you guys know I'm not good with math, and I'm struggling here on hump day. $220 billion have been collected in tariffs, but a distribution to all taxpayers would cost $326 billion. Now, I guess you could take out the 1% if that's what he's considering wealthy, but it's the math doesn't math. It doesn't add up. But, hey, getting a $2,000 check sounds pretty good to me. Especially if I'm going to get one and my husband's going to get one and maybe my kid, who's a taxpayer now because she's got a full-time job, is going to get one. I mean, that would offset some of the costs that I have incurred. So is that dumb thinking? I mean, clearly we can't do it because we don't have the math yet to figure that out. But do you think it would ease some of the pain of the tariffs? 651-461-9226. Jordana, $2,000 for tariff refund, said the spider to the fly. good one, Dexter. How stupid can we be? This guy did an illegal cash grab and now wants a way out. All right. Jor, $2,000 of my own tax dollars accrued from increased prices due to tariffs that I'm sure I'll have to pay income tax on? No thanks. I'd rather have the $20 billion lifeline to Argentina back for the universal health care. Amen. I hear you on that. Jordana, the $2,000 tariff checks along with the $5,000 Doge checks are BS. This administration just lies. That's what they do. And more texts. Jordana, people think it's free money, but it's the money the government has collected from us in taxes just to pay it. There is no money tree. Oh, someone said anyone making less than $100,000. That might be the limit. Oh, okay. We got a caller on that? Yeah, let's do that. Brian is from Plymouth. Brian, jump in here. Is $2,000 sound good to you?
Yeah, the $2,000 sounds good, and I just someone just texted in the clarification. Secretary Bessent was on TV this morning, and they said it's still under discussion, and they're looking at under $100,000, and maybe they're going to be looking at under $80,000. Oh, so, so the New York Times, of course, is going to give you the worst case scenario.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think you got to look at what the secretary says, and go with what he says, not what the New York Times says.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for the clarification. I know. I appreciate you guys watching because I'm on the air and I'm working. I can't really watch all the news and get all the updates. So thank you so much, Brian, for the update. So it might be people less than 100K or less than 80K. Well, I know plenty of middle class regular people that are making $105,000, you know, per household. So I don't know that that's going to happen or that's going to help for them. Sure, don't hold your breath. I won't, friends. I won't. Jordana, this texter says, never happen. It'll add billions to our debt only if the checks are sent, if only the checks are sent to people just under 100,000. Bisson is probably right. Maybe a small tax break, but what a joke. Jor, the $2,000 payment is a short-term solution to a long-term problem. I hear you. And yes, you know, the folks like me that are, oh, squirrel, shiny object, $2,000 cash. I could use $2,000 cash. I wouldn't be getting it, but I just don't want it to be a distraction from some of our real problems. That's right. And it's generally when I asked, and I did, I asked a couple of people who are really smart about this, like Ed Freeman, they say a one-time $2,000 check is generally not considered a good long-term solution to ease the burden of these, the financial burden of these tariffs. And yes, it would be an unexpected cash for, and it would be welcome for any family, but the math doesn't add up. We would need more money than we have collected in the tariffs to actually make it happen. What happens to that $106 billion shortfall if we do issue these checks? Are we going to have more tariffs or raise other taxes? There are a lot of issues surrounding that. And it certainly doesn't solve the policy problem. The tariffs, if the tariffs, by the way, are deemed illegal by the Supreme Court, the government should logically remove the tariffs and lower our prices permanently. So this temporary rebate does nothing to fix the problem of whether or not we should have tariffs. So most of you say, not great. I know the $2,000 check looks like a nice boon, little vacation, pay off some debt, but it's probably not best for us in the long run. When we get back, Eric Redlinger, the owner of MiniLeaf. We all want the government to open up, but the budget bill that the Democrats are scheduled to vote on today could effectively end the THC business in many states, including ruining MiniLeaf. Eric Redlinger, owner of MiniLeaf, is joining me next.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They'll kill it. Absolutely murder it. It'll be over. Minnesota's booming low-dose THC industry will be effectively over if a provision in the bill to end the federal shutdown passes. Friends, this provides me with a conundrum. I definitely want to reopen the government, but I do not want Minnesota's low-dose THC industry to get squashed. And it's not just because I love our next guest and really appreciate his business. I think this would be bad for business in Minnesota. And I am just feeling human today that I want the government to be reopened, yet this bill has real effects on the THC industry here in Minnesota. Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Eric Redlinger. Eric is my friend. He is the owner of Mini Leaf here in Minnesota. I've sent so many of you to his great products. We're talking about the Triple Diamond Pain Cream and the Sleep Night Gummies, all the products that I love. Eric is currently in a deer stand, but he did take time to come and talk to or to call in and talk with us today about what is going to happen to Mini Leaf if this bill passes. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You must be very anxious, and not just because you're out, you know, deer hunting.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is how they planned it. They're like, we'll do it on Minnesota deer hunting opener, and no one will see it coming.
Right, so nobody will pay attention. I know, but you're paying attention. Even though you're in the deer stand, you're paying attention. So, Eric, if the government, if the House votes on to pass the budget bill to reopen the government, what happens to Mini Leaf?
Well, we will have 1 year to either figure out a compromise with the federal government on what they will allow for the current, you know, hemp derived edibles is what it's called, or otherwise it's done.
So what does it say? What is the loophole that will end the low-dose edible business in Minnesota?
Okay, so the low-dose edibles is considered anything that's 0.3 grams by weight of anything that's less of Delta-9 THC. Mm-hmm. And so they just consider that to be hemp. And so what they said is that wasn't the intent of the bill, that they wanted no edibles to be made of it, but just to have a pure hemp, you know, for ropes and fibers and stuff like that.
Okay.
And so that's what they said, that they're trying to close the loophole down. Now, when you grow the plant, I mean, you get some of it would be THC, very, very minute amounts. And so what they've done is they've dropped it down to 0.4 milligrams by weight. And so it's super duper duper small now.
Mm-hmm.
And so even doing something like a CBD cream would then be over the legal limit if you use something called the full spectrum CBD. That means you get everything that the plant has, all the different cannabinoids, which would include a very trace amount of THC. And so that would be considered to be illegal. So that's really where the bill sits right now. And honestly, I don't think we have the votes. I think it's going to get passed. The government's going to get reopened. And then we're going to have another big fight on our hands of saying, hey, how can we get a lot of this reinstated for this huge industry that has, direct impact on my business, but so many other businesses. We've been out in the state. We've been meeting with people, and we've been selling it, and we've been getting our products into different places and liquor stores and bars and places, and people love it. You know, they say, we love this option. We'd love to have this as an alternative because more and more people aren't drinking because they realize how bad it is for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I always kind of look at it and say, okay, if you're going to come down this hard on our products, why don't you look at products that are actually harming and killing people, which the most popular drug in America is caffeine. And everyone's like, okay, caffeine's just this innocuous thing that's pretty much in everything. But people don't know that 50 to 60 people die per year of a caffeine overdose, which blew my mind when I read about it. I found this out a few years ago. I'm like, okay, this is a product that people use daily. It's a drug people use daily. It's something that everyone thinks is extremely safe, and no one is regulating that. So I think that's probably the next thing they're going to step in and regulate and say, like, okay, well, you know, maybe caffeine isn't as easygoing and safe as everyone thinks. And so, you know, what are they going to do next? Say, okay, this cup of coffee, you need to learn how many milligrams of caffeine it has in it, or all these energy shots or anything like that. You know, that might be the next step that they take and say, okay, we're going to regulate this industry as well. And so that's kind of how I look at it with the low-dose hemp edibles like we're in right now. It's like, okay, they're regulating everything. So what is going to be the next thing that they're going to do?
I'm not sure about the slippery slope, but I'm not willing to go there. But I want to talk about how, let's talk to me about money. What is the hemp and low-dose THC value? Like, what is Minnesota making off that? How much are we selling? How big is the industry in Minnesota?
You know, it's hard to get real accurate numbers on it. I've heard anywhere between $1 million a month or more in tax revenue from, mm-hmm. And that's a big number.
And that would be lost, correct? That would be gone.
That'd be gone, yeah. So, I mean, the state's going to have to make that up in some other budget, so they're mm-hmm. just going to have to tax something else. And so that's kind of, you know, obviously making the move to caffeine seems like a weird thing to do. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's the type of thing that's going through my head. Is like, okay, they're going to make it up. How are they going to make it up? Increase property taxes, increase gas taxes, increase general fund taxes, increase sales tax. Where are they going to make up this money that they're now losing?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to come from somewhere because, you know, the budgets never go down. They always go up.
How can people in your industry, is there anything you can do? If this budget bill passes federally, then state law, is there something you can get changed with the loophole locally? How can you save the industry, or can it be saved?
You know, Ellison, obviously, he was one of the attorney generals that signed the hemp bill just a couple days ago, or not necessarily a bill, but a letter saying that, you know, they agreed that this loophole should be closed. And now Ellison went and he kind of clarified his statement. He goes, I just wanted to make sure that stuff coming into Minnesota was Minnesota compliant, legal to keep our people safe. He didn't want bad actors from other states coming in and selling products that weren't legal in Minnesota, is what he put in his clarification. But nevertheless, it was signed and it was there. And so, you know, now it says 36 attorney generals say that it should be banned and closed. And so that's really a tough hill to go up. You know, one of the things people can do is, you know, just email your congressman, you know, call your congressman, say, hey, I use these for sleep and they really help me out. You know, most of our products we sell, 90% of everything we sell has no intoxicating effect at all, no psychoactive effect. So this is the stuff that is helping people. This is the stuff that is helping people sleep, helping people live pain-free, and help people live better. And now all these people are going to be out in the wind.
Eric, this bill is set to pass today, this afternoon. I mean, mm-hmm. the House is set. I don't trust anything, you know, but they are set to vote on it today. What does that mean tomorrow? You mentioned there's like a year, I guess, maybe to enforce this. What does that mean for tomorrow or for the future of people that or for the liquor stores that have all of these THC drinks on the shelves? You know, do they have to remove these products immediately?
They would have a year to sell through whatever they have. You know, that's how it sits now, how things change. I mean, this wasn't even on our radar until the 9th. You know, it got slipped in at the very last second on a spending bill that Mitch McConnell, you know, put this back in. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen. As it sits right now, yeah, they would have 1 year to sell everything that they have and then close up shop and be done.
I am so sorry that this is happening to all of you and for Minnesotans, for the $1 million a week in taxpayer money that we are getting from this industry, and I feel of two minds. Even talking to you, of course I want the government to reopen. I want people to get their health care benefits, but this will have a catastrophic effect on many local businesses and a lot of local industry. And I don't know what else to say about it other than I just feel terrible about this. And I'm for you, and I'm really sorry. I'm for you and for the people who buy your products.
Well, you know, I never look for problems. I always look for opportunities. We just have a lot of opportunities right now.
Do you know where our the texter brings a good question into this? Do you know where our local Minnesota or our representatives from Minnesota stand on this? You know, like Tom Emmer and Ilhan Omar. Do you know where they stand on this issue?
I don't know where they stand on that. I know both of our senators voted against it, so mm-hmm. that was nice to see. But I mean, it lost 74-26. So,
okay.
I mean, it's a tough slope.
Yeah. Eric, I hope you are finding some joy. And I know you do look, you always have a positive attitude. You do look like to look for opportunities. Are you seeing any deer?
No.
And are you talking too loud and scaring them away?
Oh, it's the time of day that if you see them, they're on a mission. They're running to go do something. So.
All right. Well, I hope you can get some peace out there hunting, and I will be keeping in touch with you very regularly about this story. And again, once again, I am sorry that this is happening to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks, Eric. Eric Redlinger from Mini Leaf. That's, you know, products that I use, and that will absolutely be unfortunate if we cannot get them for him and for me and for some of you that used it and Minnesota Tax. You know, the taxes, we won't be able to get that tax revenue. I hope that maybe state law can somehow supersede this and change it up, but it does not look good. Your reaction, 651-461-9226 next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Text from our personal trainer who listens. Guys, I hate this so much. I kicked alcohol and is so stupid for the economy and frankly, not safe. So he kicked alcohol. So he is using the THC drinks. And yeah, those probably are going to go away. I know they have a year to sell their lot, maybe a year to create legislation to change it up. But I guess that was a very big deal for Mitch McConnell to get rid of these on our shelves. Jordana, grab a hemp drink and relax. The government has 1 year to fix the problem. It'll be okay. It's too big of a business. I don't know. Sure, of course, our state senators voted against it. They're Democrats, and they voted to keep the government shut down. Yes, I mean, the bill had to pass the Senate first, this budget bill, to reopen the government. And yes, Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith did vote to not pass it because, well, they're not here to explain why. But, you know, remember, this is a Republican bill, so a lot of Democrats are voting against it. And the only reason that it passed is that because in the Senate, at least, some Democrats have agreed to vote for the bill to get the government's lives open. Jordana, this will destroy thousands of people's lives, opening up the black market. All right. Yeah, I mean, there's always people who want to get THC are going to get it. You're going to get it. There's medical that you can get easily. There's, you know, you can get it. There's still a black market for THC. But yeah, if you were somebody who, like you said, kicked alcohol and you were getting the drinks, that's going to be a little harder to get because you've replaced that socially. And sorry about that for you, right? Compromises. That's what I guess we have to do as the electorate, and certainly our government has to do. I have been trying to follow, again, doing the show here, but I've been trying to follow when the House is planning on voting on the bill. I believe it was scheduled for this afternoon, so we'll hopefully have news about that coming up at least by tomorrow. When we get back in the next hour, I just want to promote this. I'll be talking to my OBGYN. Yes, not about my birth story. I promise you won't give any gory details. But the Food and Drug Administration, they've shifted on how to treat menopause. And if you are a woman over 50, maybe even a woman over 40, or if you know a woman over that age, if you live with a woman over that age, you probably see them experiencing some symptoms of perimenopause or full menopause. And you know that can be challenging. The irritability, the lethargy, the hot flashes, inability to restore regular temperature. You're hot, you're cold, you can't win. There are the brain fog. There are so many menopausal and perimenopausal symptoms. And we have come a long way in treating them. And one of the biggest treatments for them is hormone replacement therapy, which really got a bad rap decades ago. And a lot of women don't take that treatment, even though it is effective for menopause and perimenopause, because they are afraid that it may cause other diseases, i.e. cardiovascular disease, breast cancer, dementia. Hormone replacement therapy used to have what's called a black box warning. And the risks of heart disease, breast cancer, dementia were listed in that black box, meaning if you take this, you are putting yourself at risk for these conditions. So they didn't want to get in trouble if you got them. They didn't want to get sued if you got them. So often women were choosing not to take them. They say, well, I don't want to put myself at risk of breast cancer, dementia, cardiovascular disease, so I'll just suffer the symptoms of menopause. We have been trying for years. Organic yams, patches, certain teas, remedies to fight the symptoms of menopause, of what you're going through. And it's been a real challenge. Women really suffer. And it's certainly something that my friends and I talk about all the time. Yes, we've become those people that discuss this, but it's also really been quiet for decades. It's something people don't want to talk about. But you know what? The men need to hear about it because you have partners or you have moms or maybe daughters that might be going through this, and you need to know what's happening to the women that you live with. There's whole Instagram accounts dedicated to the men learning about women that are going through with this. You know, she's not crazy. This is just what's happening to her. This is a life change. It's real. And educating men about that is as important as educating women about that. Now, recently, literally this week, the Food and Drug Administration, they are shifting that treatment. I mentioned the warning for cardiovascular disease, the breast cancer, and the dementia will no longer be on hormone replacement therapy. And it also will have a note that there are long-term health benefits if hormone replacement therapy begins within 10 years of menopause onset. So this is a huge shift in the way we treat menopause, the way we look at it. I have had personal experience with this because when I went through chemo, it put me right into menopause. I had so much chemo, and it was a blessing and a curse. Isn't that crazy that I say that, you know, chemo and my cancer was a blessing because it put me into menopause, and I was so sick that I didn't really know if the symptoms were symptoms of menopause or suffering from chemo. So I sort of got through that during my chemo time. And afterward, I was still having residual symptoms. And I had to ask my bone marrow transplant team, like, I'm having all these symptoms. And they said, you know what? We're going to send you to your OB. We're not experts about this. Your OB is an expert. And my OB, whom I love, who you're going to hear in just the next few minutes after the break, said to me, absolutely get on hormones. That's what she said to me. And I said, but what about the cancer risk? I already had cancer. She said, Jordana, you've been through the mill. This is safe for you and you should take it. And you know what? I did. And it made me feel better. It made me feel so much better. But that's just for me. I went to my personal doctor. I asked those questions. I checked with all of my doctors. I had a lot at the time. And I made the right decision for myself. And seeing this black box warning removed was very affirming for those of us who choose to take hormone replacement therapy. So, is it right for you? Has your doctor been telling you for years that the risks are too great? We will be taking your calls and texts, and you'll also hear from my personal OB, Dr. Elizabeth Elfstrand, is going to be joining us right after the news on CCO.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait.
Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.